Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
He bought me a real damn burger, and he bought JP one as well. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, on the fan hotline. Coach, you done good. You done well.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I'm glad, you know, some losses are better than others. I also enjoyed a burger. So it was a loss I didn't like, but a burger I most definitely did. It was some good burgers.
By the way, you knew that if you got a real good burger in me, you knew I'd be more likely to take you up on a burger bet in the future.
Well, that's the key. I'm not done yet. I'm just getting warmed up, but I got to make sure that I do the right thing. So you take the next bet for sure.
We got to cool you off first, Coach. Though,
yeah.
I'm in the red.
I'm on tilt right now. I'm on tilt.
That's exactly right. So we're gonna just put you in the corner for a second. We're putting you on ice for a little bit, and then I wish casinos would do this for us. For being honest, so don't let us go to the ATM and withdraw more money. Send us to the corner. Send us to the penalty box and let us think about what we just did.
All right, I'll take a little time off. I am in the red a little bit on tilt, but I'll take some time.
All right, Coach, what grade does Shador Sanders get for his performance against the Bills?
I thought he played pretty well. I'll go B-, B+, and I will say, just because I think it's important that quarterbacks win, but I thought he did his job. There's a couple things I think that I really like. First of all, his feet are calmer in the pocket. He doesn't have those happy feet where he's going nowhere when he doesn't need to. I really liked how he stepped up in the pocket. I like how he took, JP's favorite, check down Charlie. You know, you don't pass up a free meal. And when you do that, that's going to open up the things you want to see downfield. And as I watched the film, and I watched it again today, they covered. They were daring him to throw underneath. And that's going to create a lot of second mediums, second shorts, third and shorts, third mediums, et cetera. So now that he's done that, that's on film, just like everything else is. So now he's going to start stretching that ball downfield. Once again, he'll have the checkdowns. He'll always have the checkdowns, but he'll also have some openings down the field, which then he should start taking. And I just thought, I thought he used his feet really well, had a couple nice scrambles. And that third medium, that if you can scramble, that's a pain in the butt for a defense coordinator. So I thought he played well. You know, he's doing a lot of things better each week. I thought the tip pass wasn't so much on him. I thought the interception to Junkins was completely on him because it's a running back and you got to hit him in stride and hit him on the back shoulder.
All right, Coach, you're the perfect person to ask this. I thought he was taking those free meals, as you describe it, and by the way, sometimes maybe pay for a meal, maybe throw it deep. But I think what happened is I think he had the injury to his pinky And then I think that shut it down. I think what they were trying to do is they were trying to showcase that he could take the free meal enough into baiting the other team to then get into a spot where he could take that free meal. You played quarterback at a very high level. When you have a pinky injury like that and something that is your skin directly touching the football in that way, is that a deal or is that just something that like it doesn't really matter in the big picture of things and it's not going to be something that actually bothers him?
Well, you know, the pinky, if the index finger would be bad, because that's the last thing that touches that football on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
The pinky, there's never a good finger, but the pinky would be, if you're going to pick one of the five, that would be the one. That's going to have the least amount of pressure on it when you're throwing the football. So, I don't think that'll bother him too much. It might bother him a little bit more handing off, you know, if you get that running back kind of grabbing at the football, things like that, just to irritate it. But in terms of his grip, I think he'll be fine.
Now, I mean, just overall, and again, I know he'll be fine for the next couple of weeks, but in that game at all, was there any part of you that thought to them, because I didn't know if the broadcast was downplaying it because it's just macho football guys, or it is something that you look at and say, okay, that's a real deal.
You know, I'll be honest with you, JP. The checkdowns, and you and I always have a good laugh on the checkdown, Charlie, but I'll be honest with you. The checkdowns are part of what is going to help him. So when he's taking those, for me, what he's showing is it wasn't that his pinky was hurting him or anything else. It was showing that's what they're giving him. And what I've learned about Sanders in the last couple of weeks is that he's going to kind of take what you give him. He's hit those vertical passes, and that's what's on film. And they were taking that away. They were playing deep. They were playing a lot of two high hats. And with that, if it was a one high hat, they were really looking for those vertical throws. So I think they were taking that away. And what it showed me is not that he can't hit the verticals, but he's saying, you know what, if you're going to take those away, I'll take what you give me. And that really helped their run game because for the first time in a long time, they had a number of series there where it was run or pass. And it wasn't just we're going to run on first or pass on third. They had a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of momentum. And that is so important to make sure those defensive linemen aren't just pinning their ears back. So, no, the check down. Now, if he continuously takes the check downs when there's stuff open deep, that's when you start saying, hey, we gotta start taking a shot here. That's kind of what happened to Dylan, because as Dylan was taking those check down, which he needed to, then they started to open up some verticals and he still wasn't taking them. So by Shador taking those check downs, I think it's really going to help him open up, get some single coverage and maybe take some shots deep this week against Pittsburgh.
All right, Coach, I asked you for the Buffalo grade. If we go through the five starts you've seen from Shador, what grade does he get for those five starts in totality with two to go?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go, I think for the amount of things he had going on, I'm going to go a B, B my, I'm going to go solid B. And the reason why is because they didn't win. And that's always going to be important to me that you have to win. Now, I know there's a lot of factors that go into that. But just like I said with Tennessee, there was a lot of reasons he won. He was one of the main reasons, but his teammates help him. And a lot of the struggles he's had, it has been because of his teammates as well. So I think he's done a good job of impacting his teammates. I think he's done a good job of, you know, kind of given a little bit of boost when an offense was really, really struggling. And he's had his ups and downs, which I think they've done a good job of kind of letting him go through these ups and downs and see what happens. I think for me, he's kind of put himself in that discussion of this is the guy we might be able to work with. And, you know, I'm a big believer in there's only a few quarterbacks you win because of, but there's a lot of quarterbacks you can win with. And he's kind of pushing in that category. I'm not sure if these next two games can actually do that for you just because it is what it is and the record is what it is. But I think he's done the things in terms of footwork and seeing what he's throwing it to the right guy and the things you're looking for a quarterback progression-wise, he's done those things. So he's definitely put himself in the mix, and I'll give him a B for sure.
Is what the Bills did to Myles Garrett, is that something that can be replicated with the Steelers?
No, because Josh Allen is a big pain in the butt for a defensive coordinator because of his ability to throw from the pocket. And not only does he give you Lamar Jackson-type feet, but he's also giving you, like, fullback-type runs. So you have to be really – because he's going to give you that plus one run game. So he can run the ball like power and counter and all these isolations that you run with tailbacks. You can run with Josh Allen. So the prep for the Bills for Schwartz had to be a pain in the butt. So, no, I don't think they can because they don't have Josh Allen. So, now, you can roll things away from him. You've seen some of the things they've done. They've thrown quick screens. Rodgers is going to get rid of the ball quickly. The best thing the Browns can do is try to get ahead. And I know that sounds weird, or just stay close. So there has to be an element of pass because what ends up happening is that teams are just like the Bills. They were comfortable playing this game where we're going to win close because they didn't trust the offense enough and – They kept it close, and then they rolled away from him. They're throwing quick screens under him. Their teams are starting to run right at him, which kind of, even though it doesn't always work, it kind of tires him out. But no, I don't think they have the. I don't think they're as good up front as the Bills are, especially with Dawkins. And I don't think Josh Allen's the key that you. That's why you can't replicate what the Bills do offensively.
All right, Coach, how do you beat the Squealers on Sunday?
Well, you know, you look back at the first game, you know, Dylan threw the ball 52 times. You have to make them one-dimensional. You have to absolutely take away the run. And Aaron Rodgers at 42 years old, he cannot beat you, especially with Metcalf not playing. They don't have a good enough receiving core to beat them if they can stop the run on first down. So for me, really simple. Browns have to win on first down on offense, and they have to win on first down on defense. If they can do those two things, they have a real chance to win this game just because – if you can not allow that defense to just get after Shedeur Sanders because it's second and five, and if you can make Aaron Rodgers throw it third and 10, Browns are better up front still, even with the injury. So that's their best chance. They got to win on first down both sides of the ball.
It was another no-show day, essentially, for Jerry Jeudy. Is he just basically done with this version of what the offense is? Like, should I just give up on ever thinking he's going to be a number one with this team for this year?
Well, you know, the thing that's disappointing, JP, is, and I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, I think you can. And here's why, because he's not bought into, like, we got to do whatever we got to do to get the quarterback to be successful. We got to do whatever we got to do. His body language is terrible. The way he answers questions, my thing is I got turned off when he said, you know, the drop. It's okay you dropped it, but it wasn't for any other reason. You dropped it. So just because I don't think he has trust, and if I'm a rookie quarterback and I'm trying to figure out, how to move the ball, I'm not trusting Jerry Jeudy, and I'm not trusting him to run his routes to the right depth. I'm not trusting him to do the right thing right now because his body language, and he seems disinterested. And, you know, I'm a big believer, you know, body language doesn't whisper, it screams, and he acts like he doesn't want to be out there. Now, he's got all the talent in the world, and hopefully you would hope that they can kind of get him on board in the offseason if he's going to be one of their key guys, because right now he looks disinterested, and Shedeur looks disinterested getting into the football.
Coach, have you wrapped up your holiday shopping to this point?
Yeah, I'm all done. You know, I'm lucky where the missus is handles most of the business. But yeah, I'm done. We're ready to roll, ready to hang out, and kind of do some chill time with the family for sure.
He actually just gifts his family members all 22 tape. It's his favorite.
Yeah, they love
though.
That. Yeah, love that too.
I do have to ask you. We talked earlier. My beautiful wife, who does many things that I love, and I say this up front so that I can then attack her on air. she spoiled my Christmas present this year to me this weekend, and I got a little angry at her. Do you guys know what you're going to get ahead of time, or does the Reisland household keep things a little undercover?
Well, we keep it undercover. We absolutely keep it undercover. Now, my wife is, you know, she kind of points me in the right direction because I have a tendency maybe not to get the things that she would like. So I like to be pointed in the right direction. I'm very coach-like, like, these are the things you like. I'm very particular in that. I'm not very creative in that. So, but for me, I have no idea what I'm getting, but it's usually always perfect, which is kind of nice. But my wife definitely points me in the right direction, I have to be honest.
It's coachable. He's not just a coach, he's coachable.
I don't even know what it's going to be, but it's going to be perfect. I like that, Coach. Coach,
absolutely.
You're on tomorrow, right?
I am, yeah, tomorrow morning.
Tell the people with who and everything
and
with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, and I am absolutely looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be tuned in.
I have predictions.
Absolutely.
I want to hear the predictions. Hold on, I want to hear the predictions.
I don't remember. I do not recall.
I want Coach to hear the predictions.
You're going to have to keep him in line. That's a flip-flopper. Daryl's a flip-flopper. We love him, but you got to keep him in line.
Also, easily swayed into whatever your opinion is. So yeah. Remember that as the show moves on. Like, it doesn't take much.
He's got a fungible brain.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to get Daryl on your side, whatever that side might be.
So you're thinking I can bring him into the positive energy that I try to bring?
But what I'm saying is, when he gives a thought that's ridiculous, don't just be like, I agree with you. Spend that time convincing him why you're right.
You really got to jam him up, Coach.
All right. I appreciate the scouting report. It's very important.
Well, listen, you help us. Now, in fairness, I have also replied all that same scouting report to everybody in my radio Rolodex because I've seen how you do things, and I'm like, this is the way you do it. But no, we appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk soon.
You too. To the entire Reisland family there, Coach Lance Reisland on the Fan Hotline. I'm in a curiosity listen to that one tomorrow.
Oh, definitely.
So it's going to be a nice off for a little bit. But then, you know Daryl. He's going to say something too over the line, and then it's on like Donkey Kong.
I hope it gets that way. Honestly, I don't know. I think the nice off might end up being what it might be what happens for 4 hours, and I don't want that. I want Coach to stand his ground. Here, Coach, you know more than Daryl. Remind him of that constantly, and let's see how that goes.
Yeah, maybe do one of these.
Let's see how that goes.
I'm sorry, did you play at the college level? Are you a coach?
So here's the spin, though. It'll be Coach talking about all the different ways that he knows his experiences, and then Daryl will be like, have you ever been in a NFL locker room and covered it as a credentialed media member, Coach? But Coach has, though. That's the thing. Coach, there's no response back that Daryl has. He's like, I see you every day, Daryl. I don't know what you're talking about.
Should be noted a little. I don't know if this would be breaking news, but the internet streets are saying Ben Simmons. Remember him?
Okay. So hold on. I do. I think I know where you're going. Do you have the whole story on this?
I'm literally only going to mention. I'm going to read the headlines and go from there.
Because I did a little bit of deeper dive into this, and the headline was very misleading.
Okay. So I'll give you the headline. Ben Simmons is putting the NBA on hold to pursue pro fishing.
Yeah. So the way you got to go to the story, and the story itself implicitly states that he's not putting the NBA on pause or anything like that. He's just doing the fishing while also recovering from his injuries to then go back to the NBA. I got mad about that in between one of the breaks. It was intentionally misleading, and a lot of people are falling for it.
Also, I think the NBA...
Because it seems like you could easily fall for that.
I think the NBA is putting Ben Simmons on hold, right?
Sure, that's one way to
look
at it,
too. And so I think he's just like, well, I better get to fishing here.
Well, he's always broke, so essentially, he's always injured. So you could, in theory, just always be like, I'm rehabbing.
I thought you meant financially. I'm like, that's impossible.
No, that's impossible.
He made $200 million in his career.
He made a bunch of money.
To play, like, 300 games in his career,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, nobody's asking for Ben Simmons to, yeah.
If I set the over-under at 300 games, would you take the over-under?
Okay. I'm taking the under, hard under. That would, that's...
Easy.
That is 4 seasons worth of games. I'm taking the under.
That's a good point. All right, Jax, you're the NBA guy.
I'd say over, just barely, though.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, it was 383 games.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah,
that was
me
a good
too.
Starting line by you.
I wanted to go 350, but that seemed implausibly high. I gotta say, Ben Simmons always seemed like a guy who would really rather be doing anything else in sports other than playing basketball. I kind of like that our Australian failure is out here fishing.
I mean, has anybody been able to finesse more in life out of accomplishing less than Ben Simmons?
All right, so we're grading this on a scale because I would like to submit that Andrew Wiggins will retire, having made $400 million in his career. And while he's played a lot of basketball, I don't know any of it's been really that good.
No, Wiggins had a good season a couple years ago, and I know what I'm saying as I'm saying it, but Ben didn't, though, is the point.
He's
like
got
Ben,
a ring, too.
And he's got a ring,
wait,
exactly
didn't
right.
Ben
and
win Defensive Player of the Year one year?
Yeah, but the ring, and Wiggins, by the way, Wiggins' role in that wing was like a real thing, whereas Ben Simmons hasn't done anything close to that.
All right. Oh, wait, okay. Okay. In fairness, Andrew Wiggins has only made $280 million
That's
by
it.
The end of this contract.
A lot of bad NBA players make a lot of money is kind of the synopsis here.
I think that hurts basketball, too. Like the blue collar class of NBA guys who was like, are you going to make $1 million, $1.5 million, which is good money. Don't get me wrong. Those guys are now making $15, $20 million a year. It's like, and again, yes. I'm not saying this is right because there is a classist element to the way that we think about this. But when your middle class of NBA ranges from like $30 million to $10 million, that doesn't feel right.
Ben Simmons, by the way, did not ever win a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Wasn't he second once?
He was fourth as the best he ever
did. I told you. Rookie of the Year?
He won a Rookie of the Year,
yes. I knew he won one of those of the years.
Over Donovan Mitchell in Ben Simmons' second year.
Mm.
That is correct.
We call that the Ichiro.
Look at this, though. It went Simmons, Donovan, Jason Tatum, into Kyle Kuzma, and then Dennis Smith Jr. But the big three out of that, to have Ben Simmons to have beat out Donovan and Tatum, and then have history fall the way it did, is interesting.
I'm really trying to think if anyone has earned, made more while earning less in the parlance of NBA history, or really sports history in general. Ooh.
He was better, by the way, than Donovan and Jason in those years.
No, he was.
Yeah,
he was good.
It was his second year in the league. He shouldn't have got it.
But remember,
he was
Ben was a pretty decent NBA player. It was the second contract that got him.
Yeah, I mean, but he didn't play his rookie year, so that's why he doesn't.
But he's still not a rookie. That's the second year in the league. Jax is still upset about this.
He didn't register a single game. Like, it's not like that.
Played in the preseason.
Jax is ready to do a full podcast on this.
He wants to argue with the NBA's definition of a rookie? You didn't play in the season. You're not a rookie anymore.
You played in everything before. You remain
your rookie status as long as you don't play. And by the way, as far as the age is concerned, he was 21 years old at that time. Like, that's how much younger you want him. Donovan was the same 21 years old.
It was Donovan Mitchell's first year in the league, though.
They were both 21 and had never played an NBA game prior to that season.
It's Ben Simmons' second year on the team, not a rookie.
What a homer take is this?
Yeah, but it's for Donovan. He's erring on the right side of homerism.
No, I like this. I like this take because it's a defense for Donovan and all. I get it, but like Tatum, it's a stupid Rookie of the Year award. But like Tatum, he rightfully won it. And by the way,
Ben Simmons won it, not Tatum.
Ben Simmons. I can't even get my guy straight in this conversation. His numbers were better, by the way. They were better than Donovan. They were better than Tatum.
This is his second year in the league.
Hold on, Nick.
You are a broken record over there.
Is it the practice? Oh, he came up with a comeback on you for your old NBA guys, but he did that thing where it was just too late. And so he told it to me, and it was actually a pretty good comeback. And I was like, where was this in the moment?
You should have said it
Jax
on air.
Jax is going to think of something in this discussion.
When he was pimping for like, Taj Gibson versus
Yeah, like 10 minutes from now, Jax is going to think of it and then be like, dang it. By the way, I would hate this for you if your whole life is like 10 minutes later, you got the best comeback ever. And that's just your existence. It's just a constant stream of like the best response ever, but it happens 10 minutes too late.
Jax's golden days of NBA big play was Andrew Bogut versus Kostas Koufos.
Well, no, you were trying to make the argument that watching Kevin Durant and LeBron James score at this age isn't appealing to you, and it speaks to how far the game has fallen because they're this old and they could be accomplishing what they're accomplishing. And then Jax's comeback, if he had the 10 minutes to breathe, was...
Phillip Rivers came off his couch against the best defense in the NFL, almost led them to a win, and then he just did, 270 yards last night? Two touchdowns against the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers is in the playoffs, and he's 42. And Joe Flacco, once he got traded to the Bengals,
you give Jax 10 minutes, and he's got it. He almost lost it,
and then I said he's 0-2, and it really pissed you off.
That was the setup.
And then
that was part of the setup, though, too. That was part of it. Like, you see what this is? By the way, I'll be so happy later on today that I was able to give you this moment, because so many people in life just live with that 10-minute, came up with it, you got the good response, and you're never able to deliver it. You just think about it in the shower later on, dang it. That was an awesome comeback, and I'll never get to use it. So
all I hear is he's thinking about Nick Wilson in the shower. That is a pandemic out there. A lot of people.
That's a pandemic?
Yeah. And a lot of people thinking about me in the – yeah.
I think pandemic. I think problem. I think
it's a problem.
That's an issue. I thought you'd be out in public,
and I'm looking at all these people, and they're thinking about me in the shower, and I have to tell Vanessa, honey.
I thought you'd be flattered.
I mean, oh, no, flattered, of course, but, you know. Causes problems in the Wilson household. I kind of went Christopher Walken there. To get back to it, All right, Jax, you're the NBA NBA. Yeah, what the hell are we doing? You're the NBA guy on the show.
I was running.
Can you think of anyone who has earned more while doing less in the NBA?
Chandler Parsons.
That was a quick response.
I think Chandler made like 70.
You see, we started this and you gave him 10 minutes to think about it, and that's what he came up with.
Andrew Bynum?
Bynum's a really good one. Yeah. Very similar to Ben Simmons, by the way. He had it. It was right there for him. The difference is with Bynum, it was injuries. And apparently just a psychopath.
See, but you have to
just an absolute nutball.
The difference with Simmons and most people that we'd bring up in this discussion, like if you want to bring like oh, Greg Oden, all these other guys, it's like Simmons, the league kept believing in Ben Simmons in a way where they give up on a lot of these guys and a lot of these former one pick one type guys. The league chews them up and spits them out. The league kept giving Ben Simmons opportunities and kept believing in Ben Simmons' talent in a way that I just always thought was peculiar and interesting.
Luol Deng's up there, too.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I liked Luol Deng. Luol Deng was a good player.
But he got paid that was a good lot point.
Yeah, but that was...
You're just talking about
though.
The Lakers deal. You're showing your youth there.
Horrible.
That's almost rude what you just said.
The first 8 or 9 years in Luol Chicago, he was a bona fide player. He was top 3 player on a championship team, good. He just happened to play for the Bulls. The first 9 years,
Nick, I agree with you. That was a good player. That's an insane take. We're talking about the dreck of the dreck.
Ben Simmons was all-team defense, first-team all-defense how many years?
Well, Luol Deng did it for a decade.
We just believed in Ben Simmons way too long is the problem
here. Can I give you the NFL? I thought about this for a minute while we were all haggling over 17 different details.
Yeah.
I have the NFL equivalent.
Of Ben Simmons.
No one's going to see this one coming. Actually, I'll give everyone a guess.
Odell.
No.
Oh, no. You have to think quarterback in this instance.
That's not bad, though. That's not bad at all. JP?
I instantly thought Daniel Jones, but maybe this last year. Nope, Daniel Jones is the answer.
No, it's Sam Bradford. Do you know how much guaranteed money Sam Bradford made?
He was the last person that they gave the $53 million deal to. The cutoff of why we changed how the money is allocated for first-round picks for quarterbacks.
His guaranteed money in his career is $160 million.
And that's at a time when not everyone was making $160 million.
Now, in fairness, like half that money came in that rookie contract, which you're talking about. But remember, I can't remember the order of operations here, but it was either his last year in the NFL, either Minnesota or Philadelphia. Gave him like a 1 year, $15 million deal, and then he played like one game. He was a good ball. By the way, I will go.
He was good.
If Sam Bradford had a good offensive line his entire career, I honestly think Sam would have been consistent top 10 quarterback. It's just he fell apart because he got the crap kicked out of him.
Yeah, you need someone with like an all right to good start. And then Odell's a good guess by you, Jax. I like the Odell guess. Now, Odell had an historic first 3 seasons in the NFL. He was on pace to be the greatest wide receiver to ever exist. And then the rest happened. And so maybe I like the Odell take, but we were always going quarterback in that discussion.
By the way, 617KDEP on the 92 Through the Fan YouTube channel chat saying, Kwame Brown. He just never got the second contract.
Bona fide scrub.
He had a couple small contracts with like, it was the Lakers gave him one. I think Detroit gave him one. Remember when Detroit tried to make him the heir apparent to Ben Wallace, if I'm remembering that correctly, it's been 20 years. We've done a lot of things in that time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
dude's a bona fide scrub.
Yeah, but he is, you know, he's the first person I learned about the Geechee and the Gullah, which is like, that's, why are you doing that? I did the same thing. Yeah. And my boy Norfleet had to tell me that, like, because I was like,
it does sound funny.
And I made fun of it, and he's like, you were not going to want to do that. That is a prideful people down there.
Oh, really? I don't know about the pride. I don't know.
Well, it's not a big deal here, but it is in North Carolina if you're making fun of them. Or if you're making fun of the way that whatever they're called. I had no idea. It's a subset of Southern culture.
It takes a lot to go to like a basketball reference page because I pull up Kwame Brown's and to have an 11-year career and have literally nothing in the far right corner of it as far as accomplishments.
Wait.
Like just a complete empty page. Like usually you go, everyone's got something. You get some sort of like a freak all-star appearance, or you won, you were fourth in defensive player of the year a million years ago, or maybe you're like seventh in an all-rookie vote or something. He's just got crickets on the full right side. That's an incredible feat by him.
All right. Jax, we're going to guess his average points per game in his career for Kwame Brown.
2.6?
I would say like 4.7.
I already know the answer. It's not fair.
But no, you gotta. You have to be the guy.
I'm the guy that tells you. Yeah. All right, what was your guess, Jax?
2.6.
I said 4.7.
6.8.
Oh wow, he had buckets. Oh, by the way, go throw another one in here. Sagana Jop.
That was a solid 6 and 5 out of him.
Sagana Jop. No.
No.
Screw both of you.
No. He's terrible. Not,
you guys will never understand.
Now
Sagana
we're just talking.
Jop
now
love.
We're just talking bad.
There's that bobblehead of him in Keith's office or whatever it is.
No, it was the nesting doll.
Yeah.
Which, not my thing, but good for you. It's got a job. Hey, he's a better NBA player than Kwame Brown. Oh, crap. He averaged 2 points per game in his career.
It was oh, crap.
I didn't. I was about to make this impassioned
play. Yeah, but he
play.
Made those two matter, didn't he not? He made those two matter.
So we got, in case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.